Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Samach Tes Omud Aleph, and we're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are going to Mi'artz Hashem finish Simin Shin Chaf Ches, which deals with the halachos of refuah on Shabbos, a very, very important and practical simin in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber begins on the last line of Kuf Samach Ches Omud Beis with Sif Mem Ches, and the Mechaber writes, Osu Lahaniach Beged Al Maka, it is forbidden to place a cloth or a piece of clothing on top of a wound that's bleeding, Sheyos Mimenu Dam, Mipnei Shehadam Yitz, because the blood that will leak out of the wound will color the garment. And again, we're not talking here about at all a life-threatening injury. Of course, you can do anything for a life-threatening injury, even a cholosha ein bo sakana, a serious but not life-threatening injury, you can do this. Here we're talking about a person who just has a little cut, a little bleed. It will stop on its own in a few minutes, and he just puts a cloth on it, a garment on it. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos because of the concern that you're going to color the garment. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sif Katan Kuf Mem Vav, V'yafo gav demakalkilu upater, even though we normally say that if you destroy something, you're going to make this white shirt that you put on the wound, a bloody white shirt right now, and therefore that's destroying it, ruining it, and therefore that would be something that you normally would be potter for on Shabbos, mikol makom osu l'chatrila. You're not supposed to do this l'chatrila. Ubegit odom pshita the osur, and certainly a garment of a person would certainly be osur to go and dye it red over here when you go put on the blood. And this is brought down in the name of the Magen Avraham. Deir Shu footnote number 130 says to put a piece of toilet paper or a tissue or something like that on a wound. So Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal says that would be permissible because kivan shebenkach ubenkach zorach, so you're going to throw it away. It's not something that's permanent. So if this tissue gets bloody, it's going to be tossed in the garbage, and therefore it's allowed to go and put this tissue or toilet paper on the wound. He says, what about a woman doing a bedika for nida purposes to check that she is not seeing blood in the Zayin Nikiyim or Hefsik Tara, that she is in fact Tahora? So Rav Ozner Zatzal and the Shevet Alevi brings down that is permissible for a woman to do. Because again, this is Derech Lichluchi. You're going to throw away the bedika cloth. You're going to throw away whatever she's checking herself with. And therefore, it's Ein Ze Ela Sofik Psik Reisha, Be'isa the Rabbanan. There's no guarantee that she'll see something over there that will be bloody, that would be an Issa over here. And even if so, it's only an Issa the Rabbanan. And therefore, you're allowed to do this. Furthermore, even if it is a psik ratio that she is seeing something, it's still something not that she wants, and therefore you're allowed to do this. And finally he adds, should be isukal kaze nira shalo hamidu rabbanon estivreya misofik b'mochem b'dikas mitzvah. Likewise, since this is a bdik of a mitzvah, the rabbis didn't institute the exer in this situation. He brings down Rav Shlomo Zalman, Shemutal Asus Kain. Likewise, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zatzal says you can do this. Kivan She'ena Isha Rotze, Litzvo S.A. She has absolutely no interest in having this bedika cloth being colored. Elarak Lishtamishbo, Kibay Sachiza. She's just using it as a handle, so to say, in order to check to see if she has dam. And when you add that to the svara, she'ein makpidim alivuno shel ha'ed, harei zimutah, since you don't really care if the aid stays white, pristine, or it gets dirty and colored with blood, so therefore it's permissible to do so. And he adds one more additional thing, she'nochel nizar shelo lishtamish v'dover she'makpidim alivuno, but don't take a nice clean white shirt that you're makpid on and use it for the bedika cloth, because if it does get bloody, you will be upset. And this is also the opinion of Nissen Karlich Shlita, Le'inyan Isha, Haragila, Liros, Kisamim, a woman who regularly does see stains, or if it's the time of her period, when she would necessarily, in fact, see blood, in this situation, it's Derech Lichluch, so she would be allowed to use some sort of a garment over here, or a clean white piece of paper that she doesn't care about, in order to go and check herself and do a bedika. The Mishneh Berurah continues and writes, Ubimokom Atchak, under extenuating circumstances over here, where the person's bleeding and he needs to press the wound and use some sort of a garment or cloth on it, then hiskimu achronim deish lahakel. Then the achronim bring down that one could, in this situation, be makel and use even a cloth. This is brought down, the Shaar HaTzion says, the name of the El Yerabba, and also the Chayyadim. And the reason why is because the Mishneh Berurah says, duhu derech lichluch, because you really are destroying this item, it's going to be disgusting, and you're going to throw it away. Deir Shu footnote number 131 brings down that the reason for the heter is brought down in the name of the Shelos Tshuvas Shevet Alevi, Rav Ozner Zatzal, Shemetzius Morish Afa Beged Adom Nechshov Hadam Kelichluch. Even if you have a red garment over here, you're not staining it by putting on the blood to make it brighter and a better red. So therefore, the metzias over here tell you that you're not doing the garment a favor by having more red on it. And furthermore, shein hadam domilitzah, in the blood is not going to be the exact color of the garment. Shatzviyena your red is bechvisa, and the garment itself, when you clean it over here, so the coloring, the dye of the garment doesn't come off in the wash, as opposed to the blood, which will. Furthermore, not all of the colors are the same. Just because it's red blood doesn't mean it's the same color as the red shirt. And therefore, it's clear that this is lichluk, even though it's red and red. The issue footnote 132 brings down, if someone is unfortunately suffering from hemorrhoids, so Nissen Karl Shlita says, you can use toilet paper, white toilet paper on it, even though it gets stained. Because again, you're throwing the toilet paper away. And that's not a concern of tzoveya, of dying. And he adds, Shav sheyesh b'kach mishum sikresh, even though it's a vada, if you have hemorrhoids that are bleeding, that the toilet paper will get stained, so it's a sikresha, he says that's not a problem, because lo nicha le bedam klal, you have absolutely no reason for wanting the blood on that cloth, on the toilet paper. And in fact, because of covered abrius, one could certainly go and wipe themselves, take care of their needs with toilet paper or tissues or whatever, even though it will bloody them. Now we go to a totally separate statement that the Mechaber makes, as the Mishnah Berurah will point out, that this is in Sif Katan Kuf Mem Zayin, Hu Inyan Bifnei Atzmo. This is a totally separate statement over here. V'osur lahotzi dam mehamakid. The Mechaber writes, you're not allowed to go and press on a wound and expel blood from it. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sif Katan Kuf Mem Zayin, Dainu she'osur lidchok biyodav. You're not allowed to press with your hands alamak on the wound in order kidei lahotzi dam, to express blood from it. Or, alternatively, she'korech ezadov alamak. You're not allowed to wrap something around, bind some bandage around on the makkah, and afilu bedover the less be mishum tzviya, and even if we have no concern at all here about dying, like we just spoke about, nevertheless, also lahadka kidei she'etzadam. You're not allowed to tie something tight around here in order to force the blood out of the wound, because that's an issur, duhu chovel, vevi ablocha. That's an issur daraisa and ablocha of chovel, and you can't do this. The issue footnote number 133 points out, to gently press on this wound in a way that it would not be a psikresha, so Rav Nissen Karl of Shlita says that that would be permitted. The issue footnote number 134 brings down that the issue of chovel over here, according to most poskim, is a told of netilas neshama, of killing something. And the Bi'al Locha brings down the name of the Rambam, that a different issue over here, it's dosh, that you're pulling out the blood over here from this wound. And in the name of the Rashba, he brings down that you're chayev because of tzoveya, because of dyeing, coloring the cloth. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, the Eishah Sovereign, there is an opinion that says, Duhu adin maniach alamaka dover shemoshech lecho vedam. There is an opinion that says, you likewise cannot put on the wound something that will draw out the pus and the blood. For example, some sort of a salve, could go in tzuk zalb, which is some sort of an ointment, or chayotzibzi, or anything else that will pull out, withdraw the blood and the pus. That's also Gamkein heavy melocha deraisa, it's an issa deraisa, kivish niskabil is that. Your intention is to do so. So this is, in fact, an issa deraisa. And certainly, even if it's not an issa deraisa, I'll call upon him isser bivada yesh. It certainly would be at least an issa derabonim. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Hamid dabek sheretz aluka. If you go and place a sort of a leech on the wound, shekorin paivekis, o eglin, which is again a leech, alukos, shetimtostan, that should they be placed there to withdraw the blood, suck out the blood from the wound. So mitzadi damogin avram, the eish chibuz there. That, according to my grammar, is also an issa daraisa. Alkein also b'chozeh l'kuli yama. Therefore, everybody holds that all of these things are forbidden. Lasos ayde yisrael l'chol l'shem b'sakona. A yid is not allowed to do an issa daraisa for a chola that doesn't have a life-threatening injury. However, you are allowed to ask a non-Jew to do this. El ayde einu yehudi. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "Hamotzei tzdam befiv." If you suck out blood with your mouth from a wound, minachabura chayiv. That is also an iser. People sometimes will get a little cut and they'll suck it. So that has numerous problems to it, including taking in blood in your mouth, drinking blood, so to say. But here we're talking about the iser of Shabbos that you're chayiv over here from sucking out the blood from the wound. The lochein also limtzos dam shebein hashinayim, and therefore, even if one has blood in his mouth, it's like coming out of his gums, one has to be careful not to go and suck that blood into his body. The issue footnote number 135 brings down, if you do a phlebotomy for medicinal purposes, there are rare conditions in medicine where actually we believe that leeches help, and there are rare conditions that we actually believe that taking blood out of the person, just the act of the blood drawing, is therapeutic. So in those situations where we do believe today that it's medicinal to do so, so that is a melacha. And you're doing it for the purposes of taking out the blood. You want this chavola, you are intending to do this blood drawing in order to heal the person, and it's not considered makalko, that's called fixing, and therefore that would be usur. in regards to doing a blood test, you're just withdrawing the blood in order to be able to test it, not for therapeutic purposes, but for diagnostic purposes. So Nissen Karlitz Shlita says that's also forbidden for a chola she'en bo sakana, for a non-life-threatening person's illness. Mishum shevlocher shetzrich legufi, because again, you want the blood. It's not that you're just withdrawing the blood. It's not for medicinal purposes, but you want the blood for diagnostic purposes. And therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to do this unless the person has a life-threatening illness. So to do a routine or simple blood test on somebody on Shabbos that's not life-threatening, you're not allowed to do. And this is also the opinion of the Shelus Hachuvos or Lutzion. The Mechaber continues, and he writes, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Kuf Menches says that this goes back on the beginning of the Sif. Atchilas HaSifkoi, this goes back on the part which we said you're not allowed to put a cloth or a garment on top of a wound. It has nothing to do with the pressing of the wound that we just talked about. So therefore, Lekach, based upon the beginning part of this Sif, where we said you can't put a garment on top of a wound because it will get bloody, Lechein Yesh Lirchot Samaka B'mayim, if you want to clean the wound, you should not just put a garment on top of it, but you should run water over it, or biyayin, or put wine on it, tchila, at the beginning, lahavir dam shibamaka, that will remove the blood from the maka, and then you won't have this problem of you're removing the blood from the wound. The Mechaber continues, and he states, v'yesh omer, he brings down an opinion in the name of the kolbo, shekorech kure akavish, that you can somehow wrap spider webs al hamaka on the wound, u'mechase behem kol adam, v'chol achabura. And this will cover up over here the wound and the blood, and then you would be allowed to go, v'achakach korech lo smartut. Then you'd be allowed to put some sort of a bandage or shmata on top of the wound over here, and that wouldn't be a concern anymore that it will get bloody. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Kuf Mem Tes, b'yeis Yosef mefakbik b'zeh mishum demarapi. He says you're not allowed to do this because the action of placing the spider webs is therapeutic, it's medicinal. Well, the halchi kosav zeh rak b'shem yesh omer. That's why he brought it down only in the name of the kolbo, but he himself doesn't agree with it. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, Avo ba'el yiraba b'shem the mabusha yontiv, v'chein the tosa Shabbos, they both say, mitzadi l'hokav, they say that you are allowed to do this, like the Mechaber said. The issue footnote number 136 brings down that these kurei achavish, these spider webs over here, that are attached to a wall, so the kaf achayim brings down the name of the yofel alev, sheyesh b'hasarosa mehakosel isur tolesh, that you're not allowed to remove them from a wall. And Rishon Zalman Zatzal says that this is perplexing to him, it's not understandable to him, it's a tema, why this should be a isser of tolesh, of removing things from their source. In any event, he adds further, why don't we say over here that these kuri ach chavish are muktza? So the Eishel Avraham Yibachach brings down shekivin sheish la'odim zeh maka, since this person has a wound, and somehow these kuri ach chavish are considered over here as being for the benefit of the sick person, so therefore they're not muktza. And he adds, Shafim Nasu Amako Hakurim Bishabis in Isil Tatlam. And even though you didn't know about this before Shabbos, the wound occurred on Shabbos, or the Kurim over here, they occurred on Shabbos. Alpha Pishinak Shavim Hey Muktzah, even though in this situation there would be Muktzah, Shari Tira Chacham Misa Shvus Bimakum Tsar. This Isil Muktzah goes away because of the pain that the person is having, and they felt that somehow these Kuri Achavish, these spider webs, would be of medicinal benefit. Sif Memtes, the Mechaber writes, Osir Losum Pesila. It is forbidden to place inside the rectum a suppository, a psila, some sort of a capsule or a suppository pill that are placed inside the rectum to facilitate a person going to the bathroom. And he says, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos because kider shenogin lasos lemishu otzer, that you normally would do this on a weekday, and you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos for a constipated person, unless elim kin yosim oso bishinu, you have to put it in some sort of a different way. For example, instead of placing it in more firmly, those days, these pesilas, they would insert them and take them out, insert them and take them out. And the action over here of stimulating the rectal nerves would facilitate the person then having a bowel movement. So our suppositories work in a different fashion, as we'll see in a moment. But in their types of suppositories over here that are mechanical, causing the bowels to open up and release the stool, so you know, in this situation, you normally would put it in with a very tight grip on it to hold it in tightly and to be able to push it in, push it out. So what you're allowed to do on Shabbos is doing it with a shinui, which is shio chazena b'shtei etzbosov, only hold it with two fingers. And v'yanichinu b'nachas, and you'll place it in, you'll take it out, you'll place it in, you'll place it out with a more gentle motion. And therefore, all the concerns that were mentioned why you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos would not apply if you do this with this type of a shinui. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kuf Nun, the kol shekein to also losum krister, you certainly can't go and give somebody an enema. Krister is something called a choken, which in modern Hebrew is an enema. Av shehuchno miyesmul, even though the enema was prepared from before Shabbos, you're not preparing the enema on Shabbos. The issue footnote number 137 brings down. Likewise, to go and drink various types of laxatives over here that will make it easy for you to go to the bathroom. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Nechshav Adobik Lechichas Trufa. This is considered also like you're taking medicines, and it would be forbidden for a chola over here that's just a mechush bi alma. That's not a chola she'ein bo sakona either. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Afilu ayde shinui." You're not allowed to do this over here for just the mechush bialma, even if you do it with a shinui. And the reasoning is because of gezeru mishum shikas sammanim. If we allow you to do this, you may come to go grind medicines. Now, this is for a mechush bialma. However, imlo b'chole af she'en b'sakana. But for a chole she'en b'sakana, and Allah has kama v'kama v'chole she'esh b'sakana, you would be allowed to do this, as we've already explained previously, especially with commotion cause of a sifyut zayin. The oz mutar ayde shinui. For a chole she'en b'sakana, you would be allowed to do this with some sort of a shinui, as we pointed out over there in sifyut zayin. V'yizor shalo yovo lidei melocha daraisa. But you have to be very careful that you don't go and transgress rachmon al-san and isa daraisa. Furthermore, the Mishbur says, "Gam lo yariv mayim v'shemen kidera shosin." You can't go make a concoction over here of water and oil like it's normally done. And as we've already explained, the kuvur l'kama b'simin shin lamed aleph siv zayin. And he says, look over there in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halach as well, because this is medicinal. Ella, what should you do if you want to take this? Ella yishpo kakol l'sol hakli. You can just pour it all together into a utensil, but don't mix it. The fact that they'll mix by themselves in the kli, that makes it permissible. He says, in all of these situations, where you're not dealing with a chole sheyeshbo sakana, it would be preferable, v'tov, l'asos hakol ayde eino yehudi imefshar. Better to do this with a non-Jewish person if possible. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Kuf Nun Aleph writes, Hasuya Mechela, this suppository, this psil over here, it's made out of various animal fats, or boris, or soap, or minior, or sharidvarm, or some paper that has other things inside of it. All of these are various suppository type things. The reason you're not allowed to do them, the Mishnah Berurah says, with Tami Surin, Mishum da Aide de Mimashme Shom, as you're going and inserting it and taking out, inserting it and taking out, Kamapamim, Lahachnus Lahotzi, Korov levade, it's almost certain, shiyashir haseyor shom. You're going to pull out some hairs that are in the perirectal area. And this is a halacha that has been discussed previously in Kamo Bitzror with using some sort of a pebble to open up your bowels, le'el in simen shin yud beis of zayin. And he tells us as well, look in the bir halacha over here. In Dibra Maskel, losum psila, he brings down that there are other concerns over here besides hasharas nimen, the removal of the hairs. And he also explains that there is no concern over here with the suppository of shchika samimonim, albeit with an enema, he says there would be such a concern, as an enema would be considered refuah as opposed to the suppositories that are not. He then has a long discussion about which opinion is the more correct opinion over here, and he concludes the whole thing, tsarich ion, as to what the actual isser is. The issue footnote number 138 brings down these three opinions essentially, and he writes that number one, there's a psik reish over here that you're going to go and remove the hairs. But according to the Aruch, even if you hold that a psik reisha deno lichale is mutter, you have no interest in those hairs, so technically it's a psik reisha that you have no interest in, so it should be permissible. He says over here, in the name of the Shaar HaTzion, that this is a psik reisha denichale, somehow this is beneficial for you. Or he brings down from the Rinu Hananel, it's also lassos ke mishum emachik, you're going to somehow be rubbing over here something, and that would be the isser. He then brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that our suppositories today, you don't insert and take out, they just work directly, but once they're inserted, he says it would be permissible to do this on Shabbos because there is no concern of Hashoras Nimen, of removing the hairs. However, Nissan Karl Shlita disagrees, and he says that even our suppositories today, there's an issur of refuah regards to them, and you can't use them on Shabbos. Again, this is a person who's only a mechush bi'alma as opposed to a person who's a chola she'ein bo sakana. Finally, we conclude this simon with the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Kufnun Beis, and he says, if you do it gently, you won't pull out the hairs and it won't be a concern. And the issue footnote number 139 brings down that if you are going to do some sort of manipulation on the rectal area in order to facilitate going to the bathroom, you should do it in a slightly different way than you would do it during the weekday and make sure that you don't pull out any of the hairs. And the Ksosa Shulchan adds that if you're doing a suppository to somebody else, you can certainly see where the hairs are and you don't have any concern that you're pulling out the hairs and it would be permissible. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyadim, Kosva Chayyadim, called Ze im Hoya Psilo Asuya Meir Shabbos. This is talking about where you made the suppository before Shabbos. However, Aval Asos Mishabbos Apsila now, but to make the suppository on Shabbos, Afilu Oso Sominio Shekorech Oso Makshu, so even if you're making it with this paper over here, you're making it hard, Yeshbo Issa Daraisa Mishom Makab Apatish. That's not allowed because of finishing off a utensil. Imlo Lecholosh Yeshbo Sakon, unless you're dealing over here with a sick person with a life threatening illness. Aval Mash Osin Michatichas Lefes Mutter, but to make it from some sort of a radish to use this as a suppository, that would be allowed because the radish is a food, Kevin Shumaycho Behemoth, it's animal fodder, Aimbo Mishom Tikkun Kli, there is no concern over here of making a kli out of something that is animal fodder. With this, we conclude Simen Shin Chav Ches, the Alochas of Refuah on Shabbos, and the Mitzvah Shem, we should be learning this only Lahagdil Torah Lahadir, and not to have to put it into application in real practice. That concludes today's share.